Good morning.
Good morning.
Today's scripture comes from the book of John 20, verses 1 through 18 from the New Revised Standard Version. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been rolled away and had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started toward the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from the scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Now, Mary stood outside the tomb crying. And as she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it that you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, then I will go get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and to your God." Bless the reading of the word.
Please pray with me. Almighty God, by the power of your Spirit, roll away the stone and reveal to us the word of life. Amen. It seems to me that Palm Sunday was at least 4 weeks ago. This has been a very long time since we've celebrated Jesus' entrance into the city, by laying down our palms and waving our hands around in the air. We ate some good food together. Jesus blessed us. We prayed. Some of us fell asleep together in the garden. Someone betrayed Jesus, and the Roman soldiers came to take him away. Jesus was incarcerated and tortured. We watched in horror as Jesus took his last breath. Tears ran down our faces as we accompanied the body to Joseph of Arimathea's tomb. We mourned the loss of this man upon whom we placed so many hopes and dreams. That man that was going to set us free from Roman oppression. We too have felt some deep heartache this week. And even though we know the end of the story, it doesn't make going through the motions any easier. And I wonder how much more difficult it was for the disciples and followers who didn't know how this would end. I think of Mary going to the tomb full of grief and sadness and disappointment. I wonder at the thoughts that were running through her head as she catches the first glimpses of the tomb with the stone rolled away. She knew something was wrong almost immediately. And she went to Peter and John. John is the beloved. We all know that. We don't all know that, but. So thinking that Jesus was removed from the tomb for some nefarious reason, she tells Peter and John to come and see for themselves. Sure enough, they each take turns looking into the tomb, and there's nothing. No Jesus. Just a few pieces of cloth neatly folded where Jesus' body should be. John and Simon Peter seem to think that this isn't to concern themselves with. This isn't something that they should worry about too much. Or at the very least, you know, they're thinking, well, there's nothing I can do about it. So they go back home and they leave Mary to continue her grief, to figure out some way to find Jesus' body. And as she's grieving, a few angels appear within the tomb, and they ask her why she's crying. I'm assuming the angels already knew what was going on. They can't have been so daft as to not understand grief. But they knew Jesus had been resurrected. They came to see how everyone else would react to this joyous news, and there's this woman crying. Maybe they didn't realize that Jesus hadn't revealed himself quite yet. Mary looks around. She's searching for clues, and then this man asks her why she's crying, who she's looking for. She figured that he, as a caretaker of the tombs, has taken the body away, so she begs him to reveal the new burial spot. And then the man says her name. You know how certain people say your name a certain way, and you just know who it is because of their voice and the tone? I imagine that's what happened to Mary. She certainly wasn't expecting to hear Jesus' voice, but as soon as he said her name, it was unmistakably him. She couldn't see him before that because she wasn't expecting him. Well, she wasn't expecting Jesus to look like that. You know, like standing and upright, walking, talking. There are stories of several other people who couldn't see Jesus when he was right in front of them, too. And that's because Jesus didn't show up in ways that they were expecting. I sometimes wonder how many times Jesus has come up right next to us and we haven't recognized him. I mean, that's probably the reason that you came here today, right? To see Jesus. Maybe not physically. Maybe you weren't expecting to physically see Jesus in the flesh right before you. But today is important to you. I mean, if there ever was a day that you were going to see Jesus, wouldn't it be today? The day of his resurrection? People come and see Jesus here all the time. You'd expect to find Jesus in a church, right? And yeah, we do see Jesus here. In the scriptures that are read, and the word that is preached, in the sacraments we participate in, and the way that we care for one another. These are the things that remind us that resurrection isn't just a historical event that we remember once a year. For us, it's a present reality that we can experience every single day. But Jesus isn't just here or just in churches. We need to expect to see Jesus wherever we go. Jesus could be next to us in line at the grocery store or in one of the cars behind us. Jesus could be the one asking you for a quarter for the bus stop. Walking around your neighborhoods. Jesus could be in the pew behind you. Nice. So I worked in an emergency room when I lived in Illinois. And one night, there was a man who came in, and he was promptly taken promptly placed on a mental health hold. And I, you know, was going to take care of him, and I asked one of the nurses about him, if there was anything I needed to know or anything that I needed to do for him. And she replied, "Oh, he's real nutty. He thinks he's Jesus." And only partly joking, I said, "How do you know he's not Jesus?" She did not like that. Mary Magdalene came and saw things that were not as expected. The resurrection upsets all of our expectations. The only way to apprehend it is to come to see that things are different. Things are always different than expected when it comes to Jesus. Might it also be that things could be different with us, his followers? How wonderful would it be if people said, "Oh, those followers of Jesus are not like other people. Come and see how they love the world." And it's okay if you're here and you came here questioning, "Is it true? Did this really happen?" The theologian Karl Barth said that's one of the things that actually brings people to worship. That wondering, is it true that God lives and gives us life? Is it true that God established laws of nature, but then one day broke those laws and raised Jesus from the dead? Is it true that something so extraordinary happened on the morning that we can only rebuild our lives on its foundation? Is it true? Come and see. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.